Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart.
worship you. You are here meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, de devotion de amaleke ame.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. He is a waymaker. And so we just give God glory and give him praise and give him honor for being a waymaker in our lives. Truly, he is an awesome God, and he has taken care of us, and he continues to lead us and guide us and show us his way. And so we want to thank you all for tuning in to the Turn on the Light broadcast. We are so excited about what God wants to do with us on tonight. For truly, the Lord is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above anything we could even ask or think about. So we just thank you, and we thank God for doing what he do. And so as we continue in the program on tonight, we know that God is going to speak, so we want to make sure that you know that open up your hearts and open up your minds to receive the word of God as it comes forth on tonight. We are Stephen and Ann Butterfield, assistant pastors at the Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia. Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast. Our leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is the co-founder of Light of the World, and then our senior pastor is Bishop Kevin J. Jones. And we just give God the glory and give him the praise and give him the honor for the leaders that we have in the house. And we have Pastor Tina Quinn, who is the leader for the youth ministry, which is at the Jimmy Lee Smith Community Center tonight with Holy Week night, and they are having a great time over there tonight. So we just praise God for that. We want you to get your pencil and your paper and get ready for the word. And also we want to invite you guys to come out on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Sunday school. And also at 10 o'clock, we have our regular worship service. So come on out and join us with that each and every Sunday morning. And we have the men's ministry, Iron Sharpen Iron, I believe. It's also Sunday school class at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. So we want you to come out and share with us. We'll be glad to have each and every one of you to come out and share with us on Sunday mornings. We want to thank you all for tuning in on noonday for the noonday Bible study every Wednesday. We are face-to-face at noonday, and also you can call this particular number, the 917 number that you just called in to listen to this broadcast. You can also call in at noonday on Wednesdays. And at 7 p.m., we have our regular Bible study at the 7 p.m. hour. So we have a lot of things that are going on, and we want you to please come out. On tomorrow evening, we have a special program, men in black and women in white program, and I believe that program is at 3 p.m. We want you to come out and share with us for that program that is going on at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Light of the World. We want you to come out and share with us. I believe that you will have a great time as well. We have an awesome word that is getting ready to come forth on tonight, and our speaker for tonight is Pastor Stephen Butterfield, the man of God, is going to break the bread of life with us. We want you to get your pencil and paper and get your Bibles and get ready for the word on tonight. We want you to open up your hearts, open up your mind, that you may be able to receive the word, take in the word, and do the word. Because God is looking for us to do the word and be truth in our doing. So we just thank God for Pastor Stephen Butterfield as he come with the word tonight. And you can go on and turn to Mark, the 5th chapter, verses 15 through 18. We welcome Pastor Butterfield.
Amen. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. Grace and peace be unto you. Now, for all his children, we thank God for you, and especially you. Tune in tonight. We thank God for another day that he spared our lives, another day that we have an opportunity, amen, to glorify his name. And so I want you to turn with me to Mark 5, and let's start reading at verse 15.
Praise be to God.
And you find these words recorded, verse 15. A crowd soon gathered around Jesus, and they saw the man who had been possessed by legions of demons. He was sitting there fully clothed and perfectly sane, and they were all afraid. Then those who had seen what had happened told the others about the demon-possessed man and the pigs. And the crowd began pleading with Jesus to go away and leave them alone. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed by demons begged to go with him. But Jesus said, "No. Go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been." So the man started off to visit the 10 towns of that region and began to proclaim the great things Jesus had done for him, and everyone was amazed at what he told them. And if I would need a topic today, a subject today, I would think that this man, in my own mind eyes, would say to them, "How you like me now? How you like me now? I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. How you like me now?" A couple of months ago, the Hall of Fame inductees had their speech, and Isaac Bruce was a guy who they thought would not even make the college level. And he wind up being one of the Hall of Famers. Now, Hall of Famers are the top elite National Football League players. But he was written off even in high school. But he was able to say to his critics, "How you like me now?" And so sometimes, based on your past, people write you off. Based on who they think you are, they write you off. But you can let them know that because you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, how you like me now? Mm-hmm. And so, it's not a prideful "how you like me now." It's what God has done so marvelously in my life that I want you to see me now. Back in the 60s, I think there was a song started out by "You broke my heart because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. But now I'm back to let you know I could really take it down.
Okay.
Do you love me now that I can dance?" So it's just like when you couldn't do stuff, people put you in a certain bracket.
Right.
They label you. Mm-hmm. But when God brings you out, you can say,
"How you like me
now?" Mm-hmm. The thing is that the redemption of the saints is what we're talking about, being redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And so redeemed means to regain possession of something in exchange for payment.
Mm-hmm.
So God, who owns us,
mm-hmm.
We were created by him. We were designed by him. And he breathed breath of life in us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then what happened in the garden is we lost our way.
My Lord.
And so we were sold out
mm-hmm.
by Adam
mm-hmm.
and Eve. We were sold out. And so God didn't have possession of us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So now, but he had a plan. Even before man came to the world, even before man was created, God knew already that man was going to sin.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he did was he made man anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Whew. That just baffles me. He made man anyway. And so, but he had the lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. So he was able to regain possession of us in exchange for the payment of the blood of Jesus. Meaning that we was restored, we was recovered, repossessed.
Mm-hmm.
And so tonight I want to look at several things, how you like me now.
Mm-hmm.
And in this chapter, the fifth chapter of Mark, we would see where Jesus and his disciples had just gotten off this boat
mm-hmm.
in the fourth chapter, and there was a storm, and Jesus calmed the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so the disciples was marveled at his power,
mm-hmm.
that even the winds obeys him.
Mm-hmm.
And so now in this fifth chapter, we're going to see where Jesus demonstrates his power over the demon in a man.
Mm-hmm.
He also demonstrated his power of disease in a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he also demonstrated his power over death in a child.
Okay.
So he covered a man,
mm-hmm.
he covered a woman,
mm-hmm.
and he covered a child.
All right.
Meaning that he has power over everything.
Everything.
And so as Jesus began to get off this ship, the verse 1 says, as they arrive on another side of the lake in the region of Gazarene, when Jesus climbed out of the boat,
mm-hmm.
a man possessed by evil spirit
mm-hmm.
came out from the tomb to meet him.
Mm. All right.
Jesus was confronted by this man. And so this man now lived in the tomb. Oh, my God. This man was in despair.
Mm.
He was possessed by demons.
Mm.
And it's not a coincidence that they did not mention his name.
Wow. Mm.
Because all of us
mm-hmm.
could put ourselves in this man's position.
Mm-hmm.
This man was in despair. He needed help.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing he did was normal.
Hmm.
Nothing about his life was normal. And so he was continually tormented.
Mm-hmm.
This man was tormented day and night. He could not even live among normal folks.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't look down on this man. Some of us were tormented by alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us were tormented by drugs. Some of us were tormented by nicotine and pornography and all these other things. We were also tormented continuously, wanting to break loose and couldn't. Didn't have the power to break loose. And so this man was in the tomb, could not live among normal folks. He hung around dead things. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And don't look down at this man because he's hanging in the tomb. Some of us hang around some dead things that we should have let go a long time ago. That man hurt your heart, and you still have him around with you. He went on about his business, and you still want to hang around the dead things. Let him go. Loose him and let him go. And so we also get out of control. This man was out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was so strong and out of control, they couldn't even tame him. Now, when you mention taming, you're talking about an animal. You're not talking about a human being. You're talking about animals. And they were able to tame lions. They're able to tame elephants. I mean, they're able to tame a lot of vicious beasts. But they said that this man was in a condition where they could not even tame him. Oh, my God. How many times have we been bound up by drugs and alcohol, and we want to, when we get that thing in us, nobody can control us. We are beyond ourselves. We act in the way we don't want to act. We're talking like we don't need to be talking. We're out of control. And finally, this man was suicidal, miserable. He didn't want to be in the condition he was. Many of us, drug addicts or alcoholics, I don't believe they want to be in the condition they're in.
Mm-hmm.
They just possess. And so I remember my days with cigarette and alcohol. I didn't want to do that. I came to a point where I began to want to be rid of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe this man got tired of life. Life was not normal. He didn't want to live anymore.
Mm.
He began to get suicidal, cutting himself.
Mm.
I mean, cutting himself a stone.
Mm.
I mean, how miserable you have to be to be living in the tomb, cannot live with your family. I don't know how long this man was in this condition.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't even live with his family. Couldn't have a wife. Couldn't have children. Couldn't be doing anything normal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. What a condition this man was in. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad for verse 6. Because
mm-hmm.
when we get down to verse 5, it was beginning to tell all of the things about this man, that how he, because he had often now bound himself with shackles and chains,
mm-hmm.
and the chains had been pulled apart by him,
mm-hmm.
and the shackles broken in pieces, neither could anyone tame him, always night and day.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the mountain and in the tomb, crying out, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
crying out. And cutting themselves.
Mm.
This man was in a miserable condition.
Yeah.
But I like what verse 6 says. But.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I like the but. After the bad things that happened to you, you can say but. When he saw Jesus. He saw Jesus afar off.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't do like some of us, come to church and we act like God ain't done nothing for us. When he saw Jesus,
mm-hmm.
he took off and ran. Mm-hmm. And not only did he run to Jesus, but he began to worship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe, I believe there was two encounters.
Mm-hmm.
One was the man who wanted help, who was tired of living the way he was living.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in, when you was in sin, didn't you come to a point where you were tired
mm-hmm.
of living the way you were living? I don't know about you, but I was tired of living that way. So when I heard about Jesus, oh, my God, my mama told me about, I wanted to know what must I do to be saved? So he began to see Jesus. That's the first step. If we got to see Jesus, you can go to all the things that happened when they saw Jesus. Hallelujah. They made up in their minds, oh, freedom is here. The song said, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. He's the light in the darkness. That's who he is. When you see Jesus, you know there's hope. When you see Jesus, you know help is on the way. When you see Jesus, you know that things can change. So when you see Jesus, now after he saw Jesus, this man began to run to Jesus. Because once you see Jesus, the Spirit will draw you to him. You remember the little man, Zacchaeus? He was rich. He was hated, and he was short. But when he saw Jesus, he wanted to get Jesus' attention. The little lady with the issue of blood, when she heard that Jesus was in town, she was making up in her mind that I can just touch the hem of his garment. I know I'll be made whole. She couldn't run, but she pressed away just to get to Jesus. You remember the blind Bartimaeus? When he heard that Jesus was, he couldn't see now, but he heard that Jesus was there. He began to cry out, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." So he began to get to Jesus. And when he got to Jesus, he began to worship. Worship here is he began to surrender himself wholly before God. And the only time you can worship God is you got to get rid of self. John 4:24 say the Father is seeking for worshipers, true worshipers, who will worship in spirit and in truth, not in the flesh, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. So this man began to put everything of himself down at the foot of Jesus. Oh, my God, if you want to be delivered, if you want to be redeemed, you got to take everything that you have to Jesus. And he began to worship Jesus. And so then now, after the contact was made by this man, and he began to worship, anytime you begin to get in the presence of God, demonic spirit began to act up. They begin to get uneasy now because they don't want to leave. And so they become, in verse 7 says, there was a confrontation. There was a confrontation. And when they begin to see the man worshiping, the demons begin to speak out. And they begin to say, and he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I done unto you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." Now. Isn't it just like Satan? He's been tormenting this man all his life. And now he saw Jesus and don't want to be tormented. listen to it now. The devil knew Jesus. And they want to say implore him. Said, "Son of the Most High God." Now, how is it that we can say we've been born again? We've been delivered. We've been set free. We've been redeemed. And we come to church. And we can't wave our hands. We can't give God glory. We can't recognize what Jesus did for us. Something is wrong. Somebody says, somebody got a dead cat on the line. And so these demons don't want to be tormented. They don't want to be tormented. So they said, and he said unto him, "Come out." Jesus didn't mince word with him. He just commanded them. This confrontation now, he commanded them to come out of the man. And then he turned around and said, "What is your name?" Now, I was kind of baffled at what he asked about his name. And, you know, when you have a habit, when you have, when you possess by stuff, people begin to call you your habit rather than your name. They call you a drunk. They call you a drug addict. They call you a homosexual. They call you all these things, but that's not your name. That's your habit. But Jesus called out your name to destroy your habit. Jesus called you by your name so you can get rid of your habit. And so Jesus said, what is your name? And the devil began to ask him, I am Legion, for we are many. Now, as if this was supposed to intimidate Jesus. You better be careful who you're messing with. We are legions. There's 6,000 of us in this man. And he said, we are many. And so a lot of times we have many issues. We sometimes act like we only had one issue. You know, the bottom line, sin is the issue. But we have many other issues. We deal with many other things. So this man had legions in him. And recognize now that the spirit in the man began to plead with Jesus and begin to ask for permission. They begin to ask Jesus for permission. That tells you that the devil can't just walk up on you. Mm-hmm. The devil just can't come up on you as if he has rights to you. We see in the book of Job how the devil could not just walk up on Job. When the sons of was presented and Satan showed up, Jesus said, "Where you been, Satan?" Mm-hmm. He's all Romans two and three of the year, seeking who he can devour. Mm-hmm. And so when Jesus said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Mm-hmm. Satan said, "Yeah, I've been looking at him. I've been bitten at the chops. I've been waiting to get to him, but I can't." You got him fenced in. Satan cannot come at you at his will. Mm-hmm. He can only come at you at God's will.
Right.
And so the devil began to ask permission on what to do. Please put us in those pigs.
Mm. Mm.
And so I want you to know tonight that whatever God allows to come into your life is for your good. And if God didn't know that you can handle it, he wouldn't put it on you. And that's what the words say. He won't put no more on you than you can bear. So now let's go to the contempt. Verse 17. And then they begin to plead with Jesus to depart out of the region. And when he had gotten the boat, I'm sorry. Verse 15. Then verse 15, contempt, confounded. They were confounded. When they came to see Jesus, they saw the man. Now, they wasn't coming to see the man. but when they came looking for Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by legions of demons. Mm-hmm. Sitting. Watch me now. Sitting there, dressed. In his right mind. And guess what? They were afraid. They were amazed. They were confounded by seeing the work of God in this man. Here this man was living in the tomb. No doubt, no taking no bath, not putting on decent clothes. Sometimes we see people on the street corner and we look down at them. But here go this man who was typically cutting himself, dried blood on him. Could you imagine? Still living among dead things. But when they came to Jesus and they saw this man sitting, I mean, you know, now they couldn't tame him, so no doubt he wasn't sitting nowhere. He was roaming up and down, cutting himself all day long, all night, crying and hollering. He was sitting, saying nothing. Now, here the Bible say day and night, he was crying out. Now, here go this man who has been possessed, now sitting. I'm about to scare the bejesus out of him. Sitting there, dressed. Oh, my God. Now, I don't know where he got the clothes from.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he took a shower. But this man was sitting there, dressed and clothed in his right mind. And they were confounded. They were confounded. They couldn't believe what had happened. How could this be? This man who was not normal, wasn't fit to live among people, is now sitting down with folks.
Wow.
And not just folks, but Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When you got saved, they thought, oh, let's see how long that's going to last. They know that like you live, they figure, oh, this is just a phase he's going through. Let's say how long you're going to last. They're amazed by what God has done in your life. And so now when they see that, guess what the people did? They asked Jesus to leave. Now it seemed like after seeing a miracle like this, you ought to be glad to have Jesus in your town. I mean, he can clean up all the folks who's acting out of sorts. Everybody had an issue. Jesus was there to help them. But no, they wanted. And the reason why is because he messing with their money. Now, people don't mind you messing with certain things, but don't mess with their money. When the swines went into the sea after the demons went into it and they commit suicide, now they lost all their money on those swines.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, they said, hey, Jesus, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
You got to leave town now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see that when good things happen, that the devil will try to remove the power source that you need. Anytime you done got delivered, the devil will try to isolate you and won't let you be around your power source. That's why the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together. And so what happens is when the believer get sick, when they get in trouble, it seems like rather than coming to the church, they begin to stay away from church. And, you know, that's the devil's trick where he wants to divide and conquer. And so the devil will try his best to separate you. And so as we see now, this man is made whole. This man is complete. This man is in his right mind. This man is sitting down normal. This man is dressed up. So much in soul that the people are confounded. How did this happen? Now, this part is what I call the commission. The demon-possessed man was commissioned.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19 said, howbeit Jesus suffered him not. This man came to Jesus and asked, can I go with you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's amazing to me how that when the demons asked Jesus for something.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
When the people asked Jesus to leave,
mm-hmm.
he said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when the man who has been delivered
mm-hmm.
and been set free,
mm-hmm.
his answer was no.
Okay.
It seemed like he should have said no to the mother fellas.
Right.
But he said no to this man because this man had a commission.
Mm-hmm.
He said, suffer not, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, go
mm-hmm.
home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee
mm-hmm.
and had compassion on thee.
Mm-hmm.
And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis. This, what this is a metropolitan area that had 10 cities.
Mm-hmm.
We have tri-cities. We have metropolitan cities. This had 10 cities.
Mm-hmm.
So God wanted him to go, Jesus wanted him to go back home
mm-hmm.
and preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the good news of how God has been good to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so rather than him going with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing about us is we want to stay around church folks
mm-hmm.
and we want to preach to one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We want to always be preaching to one another. But Jesus said, no. I got this. I'm going here.
Mm-hmm.
But he want to tag along. And I can't blame him because once you've been in God's presence, you never want to leave. When you've been in the presence of Jesus, you don't want to leave. But Jesus said, no. We got to spread the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I leave this town, I need you to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back home,
mm-hmm.
folks will look at you. And if nothing has changed,
mm-hmm.
they'll say, oh, that's old Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here come old Charlie. Oh, here come old Sue.
Mm-hmm.
But now this man is brand new. And I believe, if I can paraphrase, when this man got home,
mm-hmm.
he was able to tell to them, how you like me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was able to look them in the face and say, how you like me now? I've been redeemed. Oh, that old man have been crucified. I've been redeemed. Come smell me. I smell better now. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed. I've been washed from my sins. Hallelujah. I've been set free. Look at me. You know they used to say back in the day, look at my hands, and they look new. Look at my feet, and they did too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my right mind. Look at me. Places I used to go, I don't go no more. Things I used to do, I don't do no more. Look at me. How you like me now? I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master, I like the but, sinking to rise no more, but the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now safe am I. Hallelujah. Let me just call a few witnesses who can say how you like me now. You remember Job. Job lost everything in one day. Everything was taken away. Even his body was afflicted. But Job held on to God. He said, the Lord God giveth, the Lord God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you know Job was blessed double for his troubles. He was able to tell the same three friends that came to condemn him, he had to be the one praying for them. I believe he was able to tell them, how you like me now?
Right.
But let's look at Joseph. Let's call Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
His brothers who wanted to kill him, wanted him dead. They were jealous of him, envious of him, all because of his dream. When they needed food and was in the famine and they needed food, they had to come to him. I believe he would say,
"How you like me now?"
How you like me now? They wanted to kill him, wanted to put him in a pit, wanted to get rid of him. But at the very time, the very person you try to get rid of is really one you need. I believe he was able to say, "How you like me now?" And let me close by saying, you know Jesus, born in a manger.
Was
born in a manger, not in a castle, in a manger. Was born in a city that they said, can anything, any good thing, come out of Nazareth? He was crucified, beaten, beard pulled out. I mean, a crown of thorns on his head, crucified on the cross. And they said that they began to mock him. If you be the king of the Jews, come down. One of the thieves said, if you have all this power, save yourself and save us too. But Sunday morning came. He went down in hell, preached to all the souls that was since Adam. And took them, the one who received him took them to glory. Hallelujah. He took the keys of death and hell. And he got about the grave and began to say, all power is in my hand. I believe he would have failed Satan.
How you like me now?
How you like me now? How you like me now? Because once you've been down and you... God will deliver you. God will set you free. He will redeem you by the blood of the Lamb. When you get redeemed, you can tell somebody that life I used to live, I don't live no more. I have been redeemed. You can say the same thing, my brothers, my sisters. You can say the same thing. You can have the same testimony. That you were looked down. You were talked about. You couldn't live a normal life. When you were on drugs so bad, the reason why they live in the streets, some of them have PhDs living on the street, but they can't live normal because of addiction. And we can't afford to look down on them because if not but the grace of God, there we go. My testimony, if it had not been for God that rescued me that summer afternoon evening in the Bahamas, I could have been one of those on the street corners now, hooked by drugs, dead, but God. Woo! Oh, my God. Oh, how he loved me. Oh, how he loved me. Hallelujah. I've got to praise him. I've got to lift up his name. I've got to tell everybody that I know that Jesus is the answer for the world. I've got to tell everybody that how you like me now. I was sinking. I was low. But Jesus rescued me. And the same Jesus, I believe this man was able to tell them, the same Jesus that saved me can save you. And when they look on this man and they know their condition is not as bad as this man was. And so this man, I believe, was able to tell them, if he can save me, he can save anybody. Come unto the water. Come on. You know I could even call the little lady at the well. She went to the town and said, come see a man to tell me everything I've done. She began a two-day revival for Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. She was looked down. She was one who could not even go to get water during the normal hours. When everybody else was getting water because she was looked down around the town. But when she found Jesus, She didn't care about it. She dropped the water pot and she ran to the city and said, come see a man. And so I believe this man was telling them, come see. Jesus is the answer. Every problem you got, he is the answer. Every situation you're dealing with, Jesus will fix it. Let him fix it for you. Those dead places, he'll bring them alive. Those suicidal thoughts, he'll take them away. thinking that you have, he can wash them out of your mind. Give Jesus a chance. I believe he started a great revival in those 10 cities and began to proclaim the gospel throughout the land, all because he saw Jesus. And he didn't just see Jesus, but he ran to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he worshiped.
Mm-hmm.
If we ever worship God, things will change. Our situation will change. If we ever worship him, our thinking will change. Our mindset will change. Our action will change. If we ever begin to worship him, this man had to lay aside everything that he was doing. Here go an untamed man. But when he got in the presence of Jesus, became tame. Hallelujah. And that's how God originally set everything in order.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, the lion was laying with the lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, the lion was laying with the lamb. There was no prey, no killing, no destruction. And so now he brought it back full circle. That we're going to have it that way once we get to glory.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight I want you, if you have been born again, if you have been changed, if you have been redeemed, don't keep silent. Let somebody know how you like me now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Butterfield, for the word. How you like me now? I guess those of you out there in radio land tonight, can you say that? How you like me now? Because there is a change. It's going to change. And, you know, you like your own self a little better. So I tell
Amen.
You, that is so awesome. How you like me now? And Pastor Butterfield was talking about the fact that we must see Jesus. We got to see Jesus. And because Jesus is our rescue story.
Amen.
Jesus is our rescue story. So when we get to know Jesus, then that gets us on the right track to start living the life that God wants us to live.
Amen.
It is a process. Even when you get born again, it's a process for you to begin to study the word and pray and seek the face of God and also be true to yourself and true to others. Another thing that you were saying was Jesus called you by name to get rid of the habit.
Yes, yes.
Now, get rid of the habit.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of people,
call you by
they'll
your
call
habit.
You by the habit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Jesus will call you by name.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we have to keep mindful of that. That people call you by the wrong name, don't answer.
Amen.
Let me
Amen.
Tell you, they call you a drunk, and they call you a liar, and they're not truthful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a liar, you're a liar, but if you know you're not a liar, then don't let anyone call you something that you are not. Amen?
Amen.
So God is good all the time. He's good, and I like that topic, how you like me now, because God is truly able to do exceedingly abundantly and above anything that we could even ask or think about. So it is very important that we begin to know who we are in the Lord. It's very important for us to know who we are in the Lord. I want to give you guys an opportunity, if you would like to make a comment or if you want prayer, or anything, you can press one on your phone and I'll bring you live on the air. Truly, our subject is a God, our theme for this broadcast, a God that will bring you out. And so we want to continue to know and keep that in our heart, that we serve a God that is able to bring us out, no matter what our situations may be, no matter what our circumstances may be. God is able to bring us out, and he'll bring us out on the good side. You know, he'll bring us out on the best side, because he knows. Mm-hmm. He knows exactly what we need. So we want to thank Pastor Butterfield for this word. Praise God for the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost for bringing forth this word for us tonight. I pray that each one of you out there in Radio Land and myself as well have received this word into our hearts, and that we would live thereby. And so just know that God is good. If you are not born again, then the day is the day. It's the hour to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Today is the 30th, but you may be listening to this broadcast 2022. Let me tell you, whenever you hear this broadcast, I want you to know that God is speaking to you at that moment. Amen. God is speaking to you that are on this line tonight. He's speaking to you tonight. And those that listen to this broadcast at a later date, when you hear this word, harden not your heart. Let the Lord know that you are open to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And let me tell you, that's when you can say, how you like me now.
Amen.
Once you get born again. Sometimes people try to keep you in that same
yeah.
state.
Yeah.
Try to keep you in that same state of mind. Mm-hmm. They knew you from way back.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to let go of what you used to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the way that they can know is by your action.
Yeah.
They will see the change.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just do the talking. You've got to be changed.
Yes.
And they have to see the change.
Mm-hmm.
So we just give God the glory and give him the praise for all that he has done. Thank you so much, each one of you, for tuning in and supporting the Turn on the Light broadcast.
Amen.
Every week. We just give God the glory, give him the praise for all that he is doing in our lives. And we do still want to invite you to come on out to our church on tomorrow at 9 a.m. for Sunday school, and then on a 10 o'clock service. You do not want to miss it. Or Wednesday at noonday, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Come on out. Join us again.
Amen.
Next week.
Amen.
At 8 p.m.
Amen.
We will be right here.
Amen. Dial 917-388-4161 to the Turn on the Light broadcast
with Pastor Stephen and Butterfield. Have a great night.